कीर्ति केवलया भक्त्या वासुदेव पारायणा अघं सुन्नन्ति काक्षेन निहार निवभासः. We are discussing this verse that somebody, Keshi, not all, simply by acting devotional service, to Vasudev, he immediately finishes all reaction of sinful life. Simply by devotional service and to the Vasudev, one can become free from all sinful reaction of life. Bhakta means by devotional service. So bhakta, there are 9 different processes and this same, but according to our capacity, they are divided into 9 processes. So it begins with Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padu Sivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Sakham, Masam. Beginning with Sravanam, hearing. 9 processes are hearing, chanting, then worshipping, serving, and offering everything. In this way, there are 9 different ways. The beginning is hearing. Hearing, just you all, ladies, gentlemen, you have come here to hear. Then, hearing, if your hearing is perfect, then kirtanam, in describing or preaching. So, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, we are first giving chance to the people in general for hearing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Ramananda Rai, he especially gave stress on this point of hearing. If you hear, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never conquered by anyone, but a devotee who is hearing about him, he can conquer over him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he quoted from Bhagavatam. Devotee or bona fide preacher, he does not manufacture anything. He simply follows the previous Mahajan. He said, Jnane Priyasam Udapas. One should not try to speculate to understand the Supreme Truth. So, we should give up this habit of speculating to understand God. One should become submissive. Jnane Priyasam Udapasa Namantai. Very submissive to hear from the right person. So, hearing is so important. Therefore, our all Vedic literature is called Shruti. So, the subject matter which is beyond our sense perception, avana manasa gocha, that cannot be understood by using our imperfect senses. Now the question is, from whom to hear? So, in the Shastra it is said, Sanamukharita. So, you have to hear from realized saintly person. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti tadgyanam jnanina tattva darshana. We have to hear from a person who has seen or who has understood the absolute truth. And who is of Sadguru, he must be a devotee of the Lord. So it is stated in the Shastra that Sat Karma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Visharada Avaishnava Guru Nasasya Sat Sapata Guru. It is said that a Brahmana who is very well expert in the Brahminical activities and Mantra Tantra Visharada knows all the basic mantras. But if he is not a Vaishnava, he cannot become Guru. But a person born in a family of dog eaters, Sapasa, he can become Guru if he has become Vaishnava. A Sanatana Goswami, one of the big acharyas of Gaudiya Sampradaya, he has also said that Avaishnava Guru na sasya. He says that I forget this Mahas, that a person putohari kathamritam sabanam na kastam bam Avaishnava mukhad vina putohari kathamritam sabanam na kastam. He says that you do not try to hear from a person who is avaishnava. Harikatha amritam. The harikatha, the message of Krishna, like Bhagavad Gita and other Bhagavad Sumad Bhagavad. You should not hear from a person who is not a Vaishnava. In the Bhagavad also, it is said, Satan prasangat mama bija sangila bhavanti vitkanna rasayana katha. When we hear from sadvyakti or Vaishnava, then we get real effect. So if one argues that harikatha is pure, in a Vaishnava speaks, what is the heart there? The Sanatana Goswami says, in connection with this, that Savanam Nakartabham Satvachishupayodatha, just that milk is very nice food, but if it is touched with the leaves of its neck, it becomes poisonous.
Goswami Garish.
Therefore, it is concluded that we have to hear the transcendental message of Krishna from a realized soul, a devotee. So this hearing process is recommended that you should hear from a realized person who is Sadachar Sampanna Vaishnava. So who is a bhakta? Because you have to learn from a bhakta. So who is a bhakta? That is also this time. So, it is stated in the Shastras and the Goswamis as sarva-bhadhi-janin-muktam tat-paratena-nirmala. Anyone who has no more designation and he is pure from material contamination. Upadhi means so long we think that I am this body, that means I am decorated with this upadhi. So long we think that I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmana, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, we are decorated with upadhi. Upadhi sunna is described in the Vedas when one understands aham brahmasmi. So there are two Brahmas, Parabrahma and ordinary Brahma. Parabrahma is the supreme, Vibhu, and ordinary Brahma they are Anu. The Parabrahma is all-pervading and Brahma is not all-pervading. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Khetragvamsapi Imanvidhi Sarva Khetresu Bharat. Khetra Khetragva, and he was describing. Khetra means his body and Khetragva means the soul who knows about this body. So there are two Khetragva. One Khetragva is the jiva, soul, and another Khetragva is Paramatma, Bhagavan. Clearly distinguished by Krishna that Khetragvamsapi Manavi, you are not only Khetragva, the jiva soul is Khetragva, he knows. It's like you know, I know. It is my body. So there are two Khetragva, one Khetragva, that's like I know this is my body, you know this is your body, but I do not know what is going on in your body, you do not know what is going on in my body. Therefore Krishna says, cha, eva, Khetragvam cha api manvidhi. Not only you are Khetragva, I am also Khetragva, because I am Parabrahma, a superstar. And what is the difference between these two Khetragva? The difference is that one Khetragva knows about his own body, but the super Khetragva, he knows everyone's body. So in this way, if we understand our position, that Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of our Godhead, is great and we are small, that is perfect knowledge. Therefore, Krishna commands sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. As a master commands his servant that what rascal you are doing, what I say, you do it. So there are two little entities, one the superior who orders and the other inferior who carries out the order. This is further expressed in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham ridhisanne vishya matta smriti jnanam apohanam. He says, Lord Krishna says, that I am situated in everyone's heart. I am giving order, matta smriti jnanam. And then the jivatma gets knowledge and carries it out. So when one is perfectly in knowledge of Khetra Khetragva, then his devotional life begins. This understanding of the relationship between God and ourselves is more clearly explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he says, Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Lam. Our real identity is that we are eternally servant of God. This understanding, pure understanding, is called mukti. When we understand that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is my eternal master and I am eternal servant of him, that is called mukti. The mukti definition is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti hitya annatha rupam sarukena avasthiti. Mukti means when we give up our wrong ideas and we stay in our real identification, that is called mukti. So a bhakta who understands clearly that I am eternal servant of God and God is my eternal master, this very understanding means mukti. If I wrongly think that I am something of this material world or I am God myself, these are misunderstandings. There is no question of mukti. Here the word is kirchit kevalaya, somebody. The purpose is that most people, they are either karmis or jnanis. Kurmis or Ganis. Kurmis means those who are watching very hard, day and night, for sense gratification. And Ganis means, after being frustrated in such activities, he tries to give up this world, Brahma Sattva Jaran Mitya. This is not that, that Brahma Sattva Jagat Mitya. If Brahma is Sattva, then Jagat is also Sattva. Jnana means to know real fact. The real fact is that is Brahma is Sattva. Anything which is emanated from Brahma, that is also Sattva. In the Vedanta Sutra, it begins like this. Athāto brahma jignyāsā. Now we have to inquire about Brahma. So about this description, Brahma, yato bājumāni bhūtāni jāhate. And in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, janmādrasya-jatāha. Anything which is emanating, everything which is emanating from a particular source, that is Brahma. So, what is that original source of everything? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. From me, everything is humanity. Therefore, Krishna is Parabrahma. That was the conclusion is that if you come to the platform of bhakti, then automatically you become liberated. So, it is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mantra-bhya-vichari-bhakti-yogi-na-ja-se-vate Sagunan-samotitta-etan-brahma-bhuyas Inasumita-mukta-brahma-platform one has to render analyzed service to the Supreme Lord of Krishna. So here it is said, Keshit Kevalaya Bhakta. Keshit somebody. Not the Kurmi, not the Jnani, not the Yogis can execute devotional service. The Kurmi, it is openly known that they want to enjoy. They want something. Similarly, Jnani, they want to become one with the Supreme. That is also wanting something. The yogis also, they all want something, some mystic power.
Yoguru.
So Kurmis, Jnanis, Yogis, all of them wanting something. The subject matter of want may be different.
Yoguru.
But a bhakta, he does not want anything. He simply wants to be engaged in carrying out the orders of the Supreme Lord. But such person is very, very rare. Of many millions of Kurmis, one may be Jnani. And out of many millions of Jnanis, one may become Mukta. And out of many, many millions of Mukta, one may become a bhakta. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushyanam sahasresu kaschidyatati siddhaya. Siddhaya means to become perfect jnani or perfect yogi. And jagatavati siddhara, and amongst the siddhas, those who have got perfection in jnana and yoga, kaschidyatibam tattata. Some of them may, not some of them, maybe someone is able to understand me. Therefore, in this verse, it is clearly said, Keshi, the same thing. Kaschid Vyaktimam Tattva. To become a bhakta is not so easy. Therefore, he says, Keshi, someone, some rare personality may become a bhakta. So, Keshi Kevalaya Bhakta. Kevalaya. Kevalaya means analyzed, pure. Kevalam bhakti means suddha bhakti, analyzed bhakti. Otherwise, Bhakti is sometimes mixed with jnana, and sometimes mixed with yoga, mixed with karma. Because karmis, jnani, and yogi, they have got some desire to be fulfilled. The karmis, they want to be elevated to the heavenly planet. The jnani, they want to become one with the Supreme Lord. And the yogi, they want some power to exhibit so that they may be honored as God. Yoga, mystic power. అనిమాల ధిలా సిద్ధి
ప్రయోగంతో మర్మంగా ఉండేటువంటి వాళ్ళు వారి శక్తి సామర్థ్యాల చేత ఈ భూతంలో ఈ ప్రపంచంలో కొన్ని శక్తులు.
బట్ భక్తి మీన్స్ వన్ మస్ట్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ దిస్ డిజైర్. శ్రీల ఉపగోస్వామి గివ్స్ ది డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి అన్నాలాసిత శూన్యం విదౌట్ any other desire. Other means mukti, mukti siddhi. To enjoy this material world, or to become one with the God, or to get some mystic power.
Bhukti.
The bhakti means annavirasita sunnam. No karmic desire, no ganesh desire, no yogic desire.
Bhakti.
So annavirasita sunnam, jnana karma anabhutam. So one should be cleansed from the desires of jnana karma yoga. He should be desireless. So these are all material desires. So when one gives up this material desire, then he is desireless. But one cannot be desireless. That is not possible. Then he is dead and gone. The yes.
What?
So desirelessness means no material desire. So we cannot be desireless, but desirelessness means no bhukti, no yogic siddhi, neither oneness, monism, to merge into the supreme. These are all material desires. The bhakti means the anukullena krishna anusulanam bhakti uttama. That is first class bhakti, when we are ready to serve Krishna as he orders. So, to become ready to serve Krishna is desirelessness. Otherwise, a living entity, a living being, cannot be desireless. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching how to become desirous to serve Krishna. This teaching, perfection of instruction, is found in the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna says, Kurise Vatanam Tava, I shall execute what you order. Se Vatanam Tava, I shall execute any order which you order me. Arjuna was a warrior, soldier. When he was, before hearing Bhagavad Gita, he was a soldier.
Arjuna.
And after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he remained a soldier. But in the beginning of the fight, he was not willing to fight with his brother. Although Krishna was speaking to him that you fight, he was declining. This is the stage of abhakta, or non-devotee. Although mundane person will very much be pleased that Arjuna was not willing to fight, he is non-violent. But Krishna was not accepting. So fighting is not a good business, so Arjuna was declining to fight. It was good from the worldly point of view. But after hearing Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna inquired from Arjuna, what you have decided? Arjuna replied, Nastra moha sati labdha parishthe vatanam tava. Now I am quite in knowledge. I shall execute your order. This is mukti. When we are prepared to execute the order of Krishna, that is the platform of mukti. Therefore, it is said, kichit kivaleya bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana. Simply by executing the order of Vasudeva, one becomes mukta. That's right, master and servant. If the servant executes the order of the master, he is faultless. If the servant declines to execute the order of the master, however qualified he may be, he is useless. So therefore it is said, kevalaya bhakta, without any contamination, simply ready to execute the order of Krishna or Vasudeva. That's what is called Vasudeva Parayana. Therefore it is in the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed, Bahunam Janmanam Se Jnanavan Man Prapadyate. After many, many births of struggling, when one is actually Janava, wise, he surrenders unto me. So, either you become Karmi, Jnani or Yogi, you are not Mukta. Mukta means, I have already defined, Mukti Hitya Anatha Rupam Sarupi Navasthiti. When you stay in your own original position, to execute the order of Krishna, that is it. So, in the previous verses, the mode of progress is tamasa-brahmacharyena-samena-dhamena-va. These things have to be executed. But here in these verses, simply if you become a pure devotee, then it is to be understood that I have already executed tapasa, brahmacharya, sama, dhamma, everything. So as soon as you surrender to Krishna, sarva dharman prityajya mami tamasara, aham kva sarva papi bhamma khasya, that our miserable condition of life is due to our material attraction or papa, impious activities. Here it is confirmed that kevalaya bhakta abham dhunnanti kasmena. Totally, you can kill all the attacks of sinful activities. And a very good example is given here. Niharam iva bhaskara. Niharam is fog. In the fog, you cannot see what is there in your fog. But as soon as there is sunrise, immediately fog is dissipated. Therefore, bhaunam janmanamanti jnanavanman krupadvate vasudeva. Sarvamiti Samahaka Sudhurvata. When we understand that Vasudeva is the supreme Samahaka, then he becomes the great Mahatma. So, if we accept Krishna consciousness, then life of ignorance will finish and will come to the light and become liberated. If you come to Krishna consciousness, the light is there. Therefore, the darkness of life is dissipated. Therefore, it is said, Aradhita Jadi Hari Sabasata Tokkim. If you have learned how to worship Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there is no more use of your tapasya. Aradhita Jadi Hari Sabasata Tokkim. And if you cannot understand Hari, then what is the use of your tapasya? Antadvahi Jadi Hari Sabasatapakti. If you can see Hari, Krishna, within yourself and outside yourself, then what is the use of tapasya? Antadvahi Jadi Hari Sabasatapakti. And if you have not learned to see Krishna, Hari, within yourself and outside, then what is the use of your tapasya? So, this moment is giving the chance to everyone. It doesn't mean for any particular nation, particular country, or particular person. For everyone, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, all over the world, in every village and every town, this message will be spread, and that is being done. So, it is a great moment. I request you all to join wholeheartedly. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.